This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Column in the Bronx.
You don't trade for a star unless you have a star. For example, you trade for Anthony Davis when you already have LeBron in place.
I don't know.
I wasn't even listening. I checked out.
Well, I was looking to you to give him an answer. You just sat there dumbfounded.
I'm not going to lie to you.
You know, I thought that was right up your wheelhouse.
The question.
No, forget it. What were you doing?
I was reading about the San Francisco Giants.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
You want to break down the Giants, though?
I'm just looking at their rotation. Solid.
Yeah, deep very rotation. Good. Great. Logan Webb, excellent. Alex Witt, terrific.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, the big 6 o'clock hour. DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Time for a little Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. I think it's fair to say that was not your finest hour. Good opening from that moment on. See, you were resting. What's the phrase? Resting on your laurels is, I believe, what you did there. You were very good right off the bat. And as the hour continued along, you plummeted to depths that maybe we've never seen from you.
That wasn't my finest moment. I'll agree with that. I apologize.
What were you doing?
I was reading about the San Francisco Giants. Of all teams, too, to be reading about.
You were knee-deep in the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, I was. I can't explain it. I didn't think it would happen. I thought I would just glance at it, and then all of a sudden I went down the rabbit hole.
So you were engrossed.
Sucked in.
If I didn't jump in and at least say something, and I love the fact that I say something and you're like, well, why didn't you answer it better? You said nothing. So at least I kept from the alarms from going off. If I didn't do that, if I was reading about the Angels at the very same time, what would have happened?
I think we would have to go to break, maybe. RJ jumps in.
At what? RJ, do you think at some point you would have said, you're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg here on 98.7 ESPN?
No, in the industry, there's something called the silence alarm, which triggers programming because they just assume we've been hit by a meteor or knocked off the air. And I think we would have just sat there in silence and stared at each other until SportsCenter All Night kicked on.
So all of a sudden, we're like, otherwise more people will die. Yeah. I'm Jay Harris, and this is SportsCenter All Night.
I think Rick has too much respect to jump in. If he was going to let you handle it, we were just going down like that.
I don't think you ever would have said anything, though.
I thought that was your wheelhouse. I thought you were going to answer it, and it's perfect.
Stop it.
Or Rick would have panicked and just turned his Comrex off, and then we're just done. We'll try.
Yeah, I would have taken that. You're probably right, RJ. I probably would have dumped the headset and jumped under the desk.
Just run.
You couldn't see me in the Zoom.
running through the neighborhood. Why is that man running? He panicked on the radio, and he's just running through the neighborhood now. I'm telling you what, I would, and I would love to listen to it, you to do a solo show.
I'm not doing a solo show. I have no interest in doing a solo show.
Yeah, but just one day.
No.
Good Thursday morning.
How about for charity? If we could raise a certain amount of money, would you do a solo show?
No.
A lot to get into today.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
Is it too much for you?
No, it's not too much. It's the joy of doing the show is doing it with you.
No,
it's not
stop.
The Wednesday that Dave hates.
If I die, like tonight, I pass. Tomorrow morning, the show must go on. I go away, this show dies. You would have to do a solo show.
Oh, no, back by popular demand. No. Do a solo show. I'd be grieving.
If I die, how long do you think you're grieving for, really, though?
I mean, there'd be a day or two I'd be inconsolable.
You think that my death would be brought, like a sponsor would get involved? Brought
with
to you by Straight Talk Wireless,
no.
Blah, 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 blah. We did some discussion.
With this station, there's no chance.
I would go on with in drops. We're presented by Progressive!
We'd say there'd be a sponsor. There would be reads. There would be reads done at the actual ceremony.
And then all of a sudden, I'm going to have Peacock all over the place.
Yeah, and then no one would get paid, and I'd be forced to pay for the entire thing.
What would you do? Live reads at my ceremony?
I think we'd have to.
Yeah, and that
I'd probably sprinkle in a couple of peanut butter whiskey reads.
Mm-hmm.
Some draft
.com/sportbook. Too
if
many
you
S's.
Over under at Dave passing away at 49.5. If you took the under, you win.
Skis.
You know who I think would be shaken if I died?
Santiago. Winthrop. No, Santiago wouldn't care.
No, I think he would.
Who cares?
Ray, would you honestly, you get a call, Rothenberg died. You would be. I think you'd be heartbroken. Tell me I'm wrong.
I consider you a good friend and somebody who's very important to my life over the last few years, so I would definitely be devastated if something were to happen to you.
See? I told
Maybe
you.
Maybe we throw you a funeral while you're living, like in Curb.
Give him a living funeral?
A living... I like that. I would love to hear what people say. I would almost fake death just to hear whatever how everyone would eulogize me, and they'd be like, no, just kidding.
Have you seen that episode of Curb when he had the... and then they find out that he's a COVID hoarder?
Yes. Yes. But how good would that... You think I could lie still enough? Lie in the casket? Everyone around me?
No, you don't. No, you don't lie in the casket. You just a closed casket, and then you sit in another room and listen to what people say about you.
Oh, I like that.
You don't pretend to be dead in the casket. What's wrong with you?
Well, I don't know. Listen, I'm a method actor. I would push it all the way.
What are you, Daniel Day-Lewis? You're going to just take a nap in the casket? No.
Absolutely.
I'm putting you in the casket.
Casket opens, jumps out.
Roar! Go running around the room, scare people to death. How good would that be?
No, someone would say something just like, can you believe what the Giants did? He'd pop out of the casket. The whole thing would be ruined. No, what did the Giants do?
I think I could method act my way through.
Everybody!
I think we try it. Oh, this is terrible. Dave has died, and then I'm in the other room. Everyone says, you know, they're upset. They couldn't believe it. Everyone but Peter, I think. Or Don would be heartbroken. Michael as well. You would be inconsolable. Raymond, as you just heard, would miss me terribly. And then I listen to what everyone has to say. And I take notes. And everybody that's not kind to me, now I have these notes and I come running after you. Thank you for being a friend. Would you
you'd
sing
have to,
at my
you'd
funeral?
Have to, no, you would have to sing to us afterwards. Though. Once this thing was over, you would sing that to us just to say thank you for coming.
Absolutely, I would. But if I requested, like if I actually died and Sherry called you, she, you know, was weeping because the love of her life, I mean, her magic man is now gone. And she calls you.
Rick, he's gone.
And you're like, Sherry, I'm so sorry. This is awful. And the one thing he wants is for you to sing at the... At the funeral, would you sing?
Yeah, I would sing. Dan, whatever you want. I mean, if this is your last dying request. Yeah. Maybe I'd do the open for the actual.
Oh yes,
I could do the open
with some drops.
I just said you were the meal, baby. I could get people fired up.
Don't play that. If I'm alive, don't play that though, because I would lose it. That would be too much for me. All right, the National League. Are you ready for these National League predictions? Again, if you're just tuning in. After Death Talk, 38 ESPN writers have voted on all sorts of different predictions as the baseball season starts today. We're going to give our predictions at 6:30 this morning. 38 votes are in. The National League East is broken down 28 to the Braves, 8 to the Mets, 2 to the Phillies. I think that's right. I think that is 100% accurate. I think the Braves, in my mind, are the prohibitive favorites. I think the Mets are the second-best team, and I think the Phillies have a puncher's chance because of that lineup.
Yeah, I think the Phillies lineup is, I mean, top to bottom, they're loaded. Bullpen concerns you. Defense obviously concerns you. I think losing Freddie Freeman as far as the clubhouse is concerned, I think that's a bit of a blow, but I don't think you miss a beat with Matt Olson at first base. I don't.
No, I agree with you. I don't understand the way they handle that thing, but I think they'll be
awful.
Fine. I remember. Acuna and everyone, oh, he's going to be out for like 3 weeks.
And you got Ozuna back.
Ozuna comes back. Austin Riley's a stud. Swanson, Darnell, Olson, that pitching staff. They added Kenley Jansen, for God's sakes.
Atlanta's a really well-run, good, solid team.
Would you be at all surprised if we talked about Atlanta winning it again?
No.
No, exactly. NL Central, 32 votes go to the Brewers. And the only other team to get votes is the...
Other team to get votes for...
The National League Central.
The National League Central. Cardinals.
Yes, they get 6 of the 38 votes, and that's it. Two teams get votes in the NL West. Who do you think they are?
Dodgers got a majority, I'm sure, and then the Giants.
That is correct. The Dodgers get 35. The remaining three go to... The team you were studying for much of the 5 o'clock hour this morning, the San Francisco Giants. Now, that being said, 24 think the Giants get in as a wild card. So I guess then, if you figure it out, 27 of 38 think the Giants get in, right? Because 3 voted for them to win the division and 24 to get in as a wild card. So the Giants get 24. The Mets get 23 for the wild card, which means they got 8 for the division. So 31 of 38 think the Mets get in.
This is quick math you're doing right now, and I like it.
Right on the fly. Padres get 21 votes. Who else got votes, you wonder? Oh, I have that answer. Phillies get 19. Cardinals, 12. Braves, 10.
And don't even say the Braves or the Dodgers. Just
Dodgers, 2. Brewers, 1. Cubs, 1. And Rockies, 1. Which feels very surprising.
I still don't understand why the Rockies would go out and give Chris Bryant all that money.
They are a very strangely run organization.
That makes no sense to
it
me
makes,
at all.
It, well, why would you not pay Arenado and then turn around and pay Chris Bryant?
Yeah, it doesn't really make much sense.
No sense. Our pick to win the, not mine, their pick to win the National League championship. Dodgers 27, Brewers 5, Braves 4, Giants 1, and the Mets only 1. So how about that now? 76 votes, 38 in each league. Yankees got 2 votes to get into the World Series. Mets got 1.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
And that's not very optimistic, though.
Well, yeah, but again, I mean, you're looking at the Dodgers, obviously, the Braves. I mean, people didn't vote for the Mets to win the division. They think the Braves are a better team. But I think Buster thinks that the Braves could end up winning the NL.
I think there's a definite chance of that. They did it last year, and they're better this year.
So the Mets are going to have their hands full, man. The Mets division is you get those. The Phillies will be good. The Braves are going to be good. The Nationals still have Soto, who's a stud.
For now, they have him.
Well, for now they have him, but they have him now, and he's a stud.
Yes or no, he's going to be a Met.
I hope he is.
If he, oh my God,
could you imagine that?
No, I would make my
that Michael Conforto doesn't
like
have a job
Soto
right
shirts.
Now. Oh, I'll get. I'll buy a Soto. I'll buy your whole family Soto jerseys.
Oh, I'll buy. Oh, be fruit baskets, but Soto jerseys for everyone. They're picked to win the World Series. Dodgers get 16, Blue Jays 8. So that's 30. No, that's 24 of the 38 votes are to one of those two teams. White Sox 5, Braves 2, Brewers 2, Yankees 2. So both voters that thought the Yankees get into the World Series also think they're going to win the World Series. Giants won, Rays won, Red Sox won. And there you have it.
That's about right.
And there you have it.
The sexy team right now is the Blue Jays. Dodgers are always, I mean, always a sexy team.
The Dodgers are. The talent oozes out of that team.
You can say what you want, and I know Kay just loves it. I mean, he's the announcer for the Yankees. So, of course, I mean, he watches them every day. And, you know, he defends the Yankees. But right now, I mean, I think you look at the Dodgers right now the way you used to look at the Yankees.
Yes. It's every year. I mean, you can't – here's what I'll say. You can't discuss baseball in 2022 without mentioning the Dodgers first and foremost. And that used to be the Yankees, right?
They've been in the World Series 3 times in the last 5 seasons, Dave.
And they, I mean, outside of last year, they win the division every single season. It took the Giants having this monstrosity of a season to be able to knock them out. And they still had a terrific run.
And they just added Freddie Freeman.
Right.
And they actually said, I was reading something yesterday, that they feel like they're set up better now for the next 5 years than the previous.
And they lost Corey Seager.
I'm telling you, you talk about having the money to spend, having the ability to draft and develop. Like they, I mean, they're the gold standard. I mean, they'd have to be the gold standard right now.
Oh, it's you can't even debate it. I guess the only one you could throw in would be the Braves, right? Because the Braves were terrific last year, beat the Dodgers, won the World Series, and it looks like they're a better team this year than they were last year. So I think it's Dodgers first and foremost, because, and I think they're sexier too, and then the Braves, the only other team you could throw in there.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. I mean, last 5 seasons for the Braves, 4 division titles, won the World Series last year, and then they lost in the CS in 2020. So yeah, I mean, that's...
I think the Astros were that team. It feels like the Astros have come back to reality a little bit.
A little bit, but still, I mean, I expect Bregman to have a better year. I mean, they're still a really good team.
Really good team. But look at what they've lost, too, right? I mean, they lost Springer. They lost Correa now. Yeah, I was surprised. I thought they, at the end of it, wouldn't end up. I thought when it was all said and done, when the market seemed like it was kind of shrinking for Correa, that they would circle back and find a way to get that done.
I could not agree with you more. I thought he was going to stay on Houston. Now that, my friends, is what we call a little straight talk by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. DPHO Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. Now, cutting the price of your wireless bill, it feels good. Really good. Actually, forget that. It feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless. Now offering our $45 silver unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot, nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 silver unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Your reaction to 2 of the 38 expecting the Yankees to win the World Series, and nobody of the 38 expects the Mets to win the whole thing.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
So our predictions come your way at 6:30. But you're not going to be able to dwell on those predictions, because then right after that, and this is the genius that is me, we're going to do Nobservations and DHIF so you don't stress out about your predictions.
Yeah, so you tighten me up, and then once we're through it, then you loosen me. You loosen me right back up with some fun. I like it.
That's right. I mean, you know, RJ says, "Oh, 5:45 or 7:30." No. Here's what we're gonna do. We'll do our predictions at 6:30, so that when we're done at 6:40, we could slide right into Nobservations and DHIV, and all your stress, it melts away like a sauna. It'll be a verbal sauna.
Wow.
Yeah.
Giving out verbal tips, verbal sauna. I like it.
Yeah. Well, that's what we do here on the radio.
Verbal tip. I do. You like a sauna or a steam?
I like them both.
Oh, yeah, I think you have a preference.
I think I like the sauna better.
I like the steam better. I like the wet.
Do you?
Yeah.
The steam is so hot, though.
Well, I mean, you can decide how much you want to, how hot you want to get it. Nice little steam and jump into
a cold tub. Oh.
With the Islanders jumping into a trash can with ice in it.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Having a tiny shower with a bunch of naked guys and then three people in trash cans. Awesome.
What a disaster. It's a wonder they haven't been more successful. Did you hear who Santiago ran into at the Garden last night, by the way?
I did.
Almost.
Dave Rothenberg from Rothenberg and DiPiera.
Almost Steve Austin, but not Steve Austin.
If it was Steve Austin, listen, here's what I'll say about that. If it was Stone Cold and he didn't immediately send us a picture of him and Stone Cold together, I would be upset with him.
You say that. If I ran into Stone Cold Steve Austin, I would have no idea who it was.
We had a pastry shop with Stone Cold?
All right. So I had a mix-up. At least I'm paying attention to you.
Maybe that could be your character, WWE. You come in as like a baker.
The man from Arthur Avenue. Here he is.
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold. Or I could be the banker.
Give me my little cookie.
Right? The Jewish guy is the banker.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Right? The real estate guy?
Come in with a roller and a chef hat on.
So you do you? I mean, I would know that Steve Austin was somebody, but I wouldn't know who he was.
That's
if
embarrassing.
I ran into him.
It would be embarrassing if you didn't know who Stone
would
Cold
it really?
Steve Austin was. Yes.
I don't think so. What percentage
Santiago,
of
please.
What percentage of people in society, if they came across Stone Cold Steve Austin, would be like, oh, that's Steve Austin?
I feel like you're off base on this one, Dave. I feel like a lot of people know and recognize Stone Cold who he is.
And I'm not talking about people like just people around life in general.
There was a time where he transcended the world of wrestling. Like he was a guy that you saw his
face
everywhere.
Okay, fine. Of an average 100 people, he's walking down the streets of New York City, Broadway. Out of 100 people that pass him, so you're gonna have wrestling fans, people that have no idea what wrestling is, older women, young guys, kids, everything. Of the next 100 people that pass him, how many do you believe would say to themselves or in their mind say, "Oh my God, that was Steve Austin"?
They get a good look.
Oh, that's somebody. That's Steve Austin. How many people of 100?
Well, the guy does Tide commercials. I would say 60.
No way.
Yep.
No, zero chance.
60.
No way.
Well, first of all, he's big. He's bald. He's got a goatee.
Again, I'm not saying that people wouldn't say that to someone. I'm saying how many people would know exactly who that was.
Do you think a lot of people knew who Hulk Hogan was
back
in the day?
Yes.
Okay, so similar concept.
I think Hulk Hogan more world-renowned than Steve Austin.
Yes, I think that's true.
I think Hulk Hogan might get 75. I think Steve Austin 40 to 50.
Well, plus the Hulk the Hulk has a real distinct look, though, too, about him.
Hulk was in a Rocky movie.
No, I know, but he also has a real distinct look, though.
Yes.
I mean, I think you're underestimating Stone Cold.
I don't think so.
Call Peter right now and ask him. He's not. No. The show started at 6. He's probably still in bed.
He's probably still in bed. No, but Peter would be the last person you should ask that question to because he's so ensconced in the world of wrestling.
Wrestling's a big deal. You saw how many people showed up for that WrestleMania.
I'm not saying it's not a big deal. I mean, I don't like it, but I'm actually not poo-pooing wrestling at the moment. I'm just saying I think you guys are over-simplifying that you think everyone just knows who this guy is when they pass him on the street.
I just think you're being disrespectful to Stone Cold. I would, RJ, see if we can get him in studio at some point to stun Dave.
You and me, same wavelength, because I was just going to say, if you got him to stun Dave, he'd know. He'd always remember who Stone Cold
is.
So you guys
are taking this and running in such a bizarre fashion that it's unsettling, to be honest.
If Pat McAfee can take a Stone Cold stunner, you can too.
What happened? He stunned Pat McAfee?
Oh, yeah. He stunned McMahon. He stunned Pat. He stunned McAfee.
How'd that work out? Did he win the whole thing? Was it a battle royal?
No, it wasn't battle royal. Oh. No. No, McAfee.
He's very much retired, Dave.
Yes. He comes
Who's
in double
retired?
Knee braces.
Stone Cold.
McAfee won his match. McAfee was awesome.
Why is Stone Cold retired?
He's old.
He's old. He's got two bad knees. He literally broke his neck. I mean, there's
got
a
some
long,
issues.
Long list of things here.
So he's retired?
He makes some appearances. Crushes a bunch of beer, his own beer now. I told you that Ron Hainsey stunned his billet mother, right?
Yeah, that sounds classy.
Got kicked out of the house.
So that's his move? The stunner is the move?
Kick to the stomach, then he drops the stunner down.
Drops the hammer?
And gives you the fingers like this on the way out.
Oh, that's
double
nice.
Double beers.
Yeah,
to the face.
Oh, that's terrific. All right, so you believe that more than 40 would know who he is? I stand by it. I don't think so.
I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong.
Okay, that's
he's
fine.
Been in movies too. He does commercials. Been in movies. Got a pretty distinct look to
he's
him.
He's not John Cena.
Well, no.
John Cena bigger player.
Well, Cena's trying to follow up with what The Rock did.
Cena's a big star. See, the Rock, I think, is different. The Rock, I think, is 80 out of 100, 75 out of 100.
More than that, probably.
Maybe so. I think everyone knows The Rock. I think Steve Austin, very different. I think you guys are giving him too much credit here. All right, 1-800-919-3776. The Knicks loss from last night permeates with you for how long? Like, how long does that loss anger you, upset you? Or is it gone?
No, I would say probably throughout the day. Till the end of the day, probably. Till this afternoon. I'll say till this afternoon. On my ride up to Bristol, I'll still be aggravated.
So really, and really, in the grand scheme of things, it means nothing.
Nothing.
But it will upset you because you lost to the Nets and you had a chance to really damage their chances, right?
It wasn't even that you just lost. It was how you lost. It was more of the same, man. I mean, Pito had a stat after the game. That's the Knicks' eighth loss this season when leading by 15 points, 15 or more points.
Which is amazing. I wonder how many losses, 20 or more?
Four
losses of 20 or more.
Yep.
Well, they lost that Portland game. This is now the second to Brooklyn.
Well, yeah, but this is they lost the yeah the 21-point lead.
First one to Brooklyn where they led by, what, like 28?
28.
When they didn't have Kyrie or Durant, might be the worst loss you've seen from the Knicks in years.
It was grotesque. Grotesque.
As bad as it gets, it really was. All right. You know, we've walked right up to the line, and that line is our predictions. Nothing makes you happier than doing preseason baseball predictions. So here's what we're going to do. Take a quick break, come back, make our predictions, and then every time you're wrong on one of them, we're going to bring it up and have a party on the air on the show.
And you wonder why I go missing from the show for 3 minutes to do some extra research.
Well, it better pay off because you were silent for 6 seconds when we needed you the most.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Dave, you're way off base with your stone cold take. That's E-Money. Justin Jet Babe tweets in, Stone Cold is the man, Dave. You're clueless for a smart guy. LOL. There are people that defend me, though. Tyler Johnson says Dave is 100% right on this. Unless you're a loser Rosenberg wrestling fan, why the heck would you know what Steve Austin looks like? So you guys put a poll up there on the DNR Twitter handle, right? And it doesn't look good for me at the moment. But again,
no,
I know the people listening to the show would know. I'm talking about the 100 average people walking down Broadway in New York City right now.
Yeah, but I mean, of those average people, there's some wrestling fans. I mean, they've seen him. Yeah,
listen, I said 40 to 50.
I mean, he's on TV. He's doing Tide commercials. So you've seen him there. He does the one with Ice-T Matt Ryan. Does that. He's been in movies in The Longest Yard. I mean, there's been some stuff he's been in.
Of the wrestlers that you could have walk down the street, he probably would be like 5 to 7 for me that I would recognize. All, like, The Rock is more. John Cena is more.
I mean, The Rock is, followers
Hulk
The Rock
Hogan
has?
Is more. Mankind is more.
No.
Yes.
Unless he has his mask on, no chance.
No, that hair. No. Oh, absolutely.
No.
Mankind is more.
No.
All right. Well, we beg to differ. All right. Are you ready for our Major League Baseball predictions?
You just turned me off, kind of.
With what?
Try to guess how many Instagram followers The Rock has.
31 million.
RJ, how many Instagram followers does The Rock have?
40 million.
Raymond Santiago, how many Instagram followers does The Rock have?
Be careful.
30 some million, 32.
It's amazing to me. He's got 308 million followers.
Oh my God. That's a big number.
308 million.
That's a big number. Big number. All right, RJ, why don't you lead us through, and we will give our predictions based on where you lead us.
All right, that sounds like fun. So we're going to do division winners. We're going to round out the wild card teams, predict who will be in the respective championship series, the World Series, and do some MVP and some Cy Young. Sound good?
I like it. I like it a lot, yes.
Okay, I'll give you this option. Do we want to start in the AL or the NL?
I'm happy starting either one.
Okay. A comes before N. So, AL East winner. Dave?
AL East winner? I'm going to go against the grain. I'm going to go...
Orioles.
No, not that much against the grain. The Rays. Until I see them beaten, I will take Tampa Bay to win the American League East.
That is...
Don't
that
say that's terrible, because there's no way that's terrible.
I'm not going to say it's terrible. I'm not going to say... You can't say... I mean, you can't say it's terrible. I will say this, though, is I'm going to disagree, and I am going to take the Toronto Blue Jays. They won 91 games last year. You're going to get a full season of Springer. I like what they've done with their I know they lost Robbie Ray, but the additions of Gausman, you have a whole year of Berríos. They added Chapman. I think that this is the year that and Bo Bichette's a stud. I'm going to go Toronto.
I don't listen. 29 of the 38 went there. I don't think it's a bad selection. Interesting that neither of us even really considered the Yankees. Go ahead.
All right, maybe they're to come in the wild card. How about the Central?
Rick, you go.
I'm going to go with the White Sox. Short and sweet, White Sox.
Yeah, I think that might be the most clear-cut one that we do all morning. I will agree and go with the Chicago White Sox.
And we head out west. Dave?
Did you hear, by the way, what Tony La Russa said about stealing signs?
Oh, yeah, make the guy at second
base. He said
turn
they should
back.
Just have the guy on second base turn his back to the pitcher. The signs get given, and then we can move on with the game.
Because everyone would trust that.
Yeah, very trustworthy.
You know, you'll love this story. This is just a really quick story.
Yeah.
So I heard this from a bunch of different people. So there was a coach in the NHL that, along the same lines, what he would do is he would make guys all close their eyes, and he would ask, how many people, let's say you're on the team with me, how many people think that Dave worked hard today? And then you'd have to raise your hand if you thought Dave worked hard or not.
But nobody closed their eyes, so everybody knew what everyone else was voting for.
Yes. So the guys were getting in fights. Like, I thought we were boys. Why would you raise your hand and say I wasn't working hard?
That's amazing. All right. RJ, where are we?
We're going out west in the AL.
We're going out west. I thought Mariners, but that's a big jump for them. I will stay with the team that wins it every single season, the Houston Astros.
All right, I'm going to be different on this one. I'm going to go with the Mariners. They added Robbie Ray. The additions of Winker Haniger's a stud. I think I'm going to say it, and it's going to bother every Mets fan that hears it. Kelnick's going to have a good year. He's going to have a good year. I think he's figured it out. So I'll go with the Mariners.
Okay.
All right, so now, remember, we have an additional wild card team. So, in no particular order, we will have the remaining wild card teams filled out here.
All right, I'm going to go. I gave you the Rays to win the division. So, I'm going to go Blue Jays. I'm going to go Yankees. And I'm going to go, and this could be as a surprise to some, maybe all.
Angels.
Yes, the Angels.
They're finally going to figure it out.
Well, I think figure out enough to get in, yes.
All right. I like it. All right, my wild cards. I'm going to go Yankees. I'm going to go Tampa. And I'm going to go with the Houston Astros.
Houston Astros.
All right. Very good. Before we get to the ALCS, why don't we touch on the NL quick? We go to...
Oh, I like what you've done here.
Yeah. So, how about the NL East? Met fans wait with bated breath.
You want to start here?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Braves.
So am I.
Mets fans,
I think
crushed.
The Braves are the class.
That being said, if you told me the Mets were healthy in the postseason, pitching-wise, I fear nobody. But over 162, I'll go Braves.
Okay. How about the Central?
Brewers. I'll go Brewers. Yeah. I'll go first. I'm going Brewers.
Yeah, it feels like it's a two-team race, Brewers and Cardinals. I will go Brewers because their top-end pitching is
top-end pitching.
Good.
And Yelich, I mean, Yelich didn't have a good season. If Yelich bounces back, forget it.
And Keston Hira wasn't good either. He's fallen off the face of the earth.
I'm sorry, Dave. It's amazing how bad he was, Yelich. NL West.
I'll go Dodgers. I can't. I mean, can the Giants repeat what they did last year? I'd say no. I'll go Dodgers.
I'm going to go Dodgers too. I mean, let's not forget that they added Trey Turner, right? I mean, Trey Turner could, I mean, he could mess around and win the MVP. You add Freddie Freeman. Bueller's a stud. Still got Mookie Betts. I mean, God forbid Bellinger has a good season. You know, talk about bad seasons. Bellinger
well, he had a terrible
awful.
Year last year.
Awful.
Right? I mean, Gavin Lux, what happens if he comes up and is a good player? Will Smith is completely underrated. They are, I mean, outside of losing Jansen, they are a better team in almost every spot.
Will Smith could just slap somebody at a whim.
Wow, well, look at
not,
you.
That's not funny.
Different guy?
Yeah.
Keep Will Smith's name out of your mouth, all right?
Out your mouth.
All right, and we'll start with Rick here to round out the NL wildcard teams.
NL wildcard teams.
We need three.
This is my heart going with this one. I'm going to go with the Mets.
I don't think that's a heart pick, though.
Nah, it is. It's a little bit, but that's fine. I mean, there's still a lot of uncertainty around Jacob DeGrom, but I'm still going to go Mets. I like the additions that they've made. I am going to go with the St. Louis Cardinals. They have a really, really good lineup. And then I'm going to finish it off with the San Francisco Giants.
See, I hate you because I have the exact same three. Giants, Mets, Cardinals. I thought about Padres, and I'm still thinking Padres. Should I mix it up just to...
You can't go. I mean, Padres are good, too.
Very good. You know what, RJ?
Oh,
swap me out here. Because he was doing show studying and was studying the Giants, I'm going to go anti-Giants.
Wow.
I'm going to save all my Giants love for football season. Give me the Padres.
So Mets, Cardinals, Padres.
Correct.
Ah, all right. Okay, back to the AL.
Back to the AL.
The American League Championship Series. Who plays in it?
I'm going to say it's two teams from the AL East, none of them local. I will say it's the Rays and the Jays.
Rays and the Jays.
Yep.
Look at you. All right, David. I will see your Rays and Jays, and I will give you... I will give you.
I know you so well. I know what you're going to say.
Tell me.
You're going to say Jays and White Sox.
No, I'm not going to say Jays and White Sox.
Now you're not, but you were going to.
No, I was not. Why would you think I was going to say Jays and White Sox?
Well, where are you going then?
Jays and White Sox.
See?
I thought about the Yankees. I did. I really thought about the Yankees, but still.
Okay.
I have real... Their staff, man, still... It concerns me, their staff.
How about the National League Championship Series?
National League Championship Series.
Yep.
I have Dodgers and Brewers. No,
Dodgers,
I'm going
Brewers.
Dodgers, Brewers, NLCS, yes.
I'm going Dodgers, Braves. Let's not forget that the Braves won the World Series last year with,
nobody's forgetting.
One of the best players in baseball.
Nobody's forgetting.
Okay, so.
Never forget.
We will now, before we predict World Series, how about back to the AL?
So now we leave a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Oh, you are really all over the place here, huh?
How about the American League MVP?
Go ahead, Rick.
I'm going to go with, this was a tough one for me. It really was. Because I think Vlad could, I mean, there's a lot of people I think that could win it. I mean, if Ohtani has any kind of year similar to what he had last year, I don't know how you wouldn't vote for him. He does both. I'm going back with Mr. Reliable.
You got
to
Trout.
I think he was on pace. Dude, he was on pace to have his best season last season before he get hurt. I'm going to go with Trout. And the analytics nerds love them some Mike Trout. I'm going to go Trout.
I don't know how you couldn't love Mike Trout. I will see your Mike Trout and raise you Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Yeah, that was my other one.
That's a nice safe pick there.
Well, Bichette could have a monster year, too.
Absolutely could. He had a good year last year, and Vladdy hit 40 home runs.
Okay.
And have you seen Guerrero?
Yeah, he's a stud.
Right? But he slimmed down tremendously.
Yeah, he still's got a ginormous... Like, his backside is humongous.
A big bottom, yes.
big bottom.
Big backside. National League MVP.
National League MVP. I can't go Acuna just because he's going to miss 3-plus weeks. I think that takes a lot away. I'm going to go with future Met Juan Soto, National League MVP.
You're the worst.
Why am I the worst? Because that's where you're going to go.
Yeah, that's why.
Sorry.
I'll change it then.
Wow.
I'm going to change it.
On the fly, this is very unlike you.
You know what? I'll tell you what, because I like the odds on this one, too. The kid in St. Louis, Tyler O'Neill, is a really good player.
Well, but what does that have to do with anything?
Oh, because I was just thinking about it. That's good. I wouldn't mind putting a couple bucks down on that one just in case. But
Tyler O'Neill to win MVP?
Dude, did you see what he did last season?
I'll tell you what. I'll take your action right here. How much you want to put on it?
No, no. This is a gateway.
This is a gateway. I'm not going to get you started.
No. Right? Come on. Tyler O'Neill to win MVP?
I like the odds. I didn't
You're
say he's going to win.
What are the odds? What are the odds?
He's plus 3,000.
All right. So that's what? That's 300 to 1 or 30 to 1?
That's 30 to 1, right?
30 to 1. All right. So what do you want to put? $10 on it?
No, I'm not putting any money on it with you. I'm going to put money where I can make some money off someone else.
Fine.
If
you or someone you know has a gambling problem.
Yeah, I'm not going to all of a sudden unleash you.
Because, I mean, there's no chance that happens.
Text HOPE-NY.
Thanks, RJ. You're very helpful.
The National League Cy Young winner.
Walker
I'm not
Buehler.
Going with Tyler O'Neill.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with you people? I said I was thinking about it. I'm not going with Tyler O'Neill.
Oh, you're not. Where are you going?
I'll tell you where I'm going. You shut your face. I'll tell you exactly where I'm going.
Go!
Going Matt Olson, Braves.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm going just for the sake of, you know, saving some time here, for God's sakes. I'm going Walker Buehler and AL Cy Young.
Yeah, same here, Walker Buehler.
Okay. And AL Cy Young. Dave?
I guess I'll go... No, I don't want to. I'm not going with Gerrit Cole.
I promise.
You know where I'm going? You know where I'm going?
I don't.
Lucas... Giolito.
All right.
I'm going the Biebs. Give me the Biebs.
Nice. Shane Bieber.
Give me the Bieber.
The band went home just now. I'm tired. And finally, World Series predictions.
I'm going Dodgers over Rays.
I'm going Dodgers over Blue Jays.
All right. And there you have it. These will be saved and locked in eternity.
Now, we will have an out at the All-Star break, correct?
Yeah. That's right. As that man said, midway through, you will get a chance to amend your picks.
I like it. I like it quite a bit. All right, stop that music and start this music. Go.
If you say something like this.
That's a clown question, bro.
Or like this.
My best advice to you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Those are the ramblings of what we refer to as a knob.
Yeah, let's go testy and then knob.
And these are knobservations.
All right. Knobservations brought to you by Jack Pocket. So, as we move along here in a hasty version of Knobservations.
Oh, just do your Knobservations.
LeBron James, as he tends to do, was on the shop and was asked about a current player in the NBA that he would like to play with.
Who else do you want to play with?
Steph Curry. Steph Curry is the one that I want to play with, for sure. In today's game.
Why Steph?
Man, I love everything about that guy.
Man,
that
lethal.
Lethal, yeah, that, man. Yeah, when he get out of his car, you better guard him right from the moment he pulls up to the arena.
So Steph Curry was on 95.7 The Game. Rick, I know you're a big fan of San Francisco sports, studying the Giants. Maybe you heard this live. Steph Curry asked about LeBron's comments.
When did he say that? Was that on the shop?
Yeah, I guess the latest one, yeah.
He got his wish, so he's the captain. He's picked me the last two All-Star games, so I don't know if that suffices, but I'm good right now.
Oh, he didn't want LeBron.
I think we've entered a space where guys no longer, maybe it's this year's disaster that was the Lakers. I don't think people want to play with LeBron anymore.
No, but why Steph? I mean, why would Steph leave Golden State?
No, of course, but.
Well, I don't think it was a Steph leaving Golden State.
Oh, you think LeBron's going to leave the Lakers?
I think that's more probable than Steph leaving Golden State, yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, LeBron James has, in August, can decide whether or not he's going to extend his deal?
Exactly.
Everything good. Listen, that's not that far off. I mean, he could still keep home base in L.A.
Well, have you heard, Magic? There's been almost a parade of former Lakers speaking ill of LeBron. I think
yeah, Kareem did the same.
It's almost Magic. Like word out of Laker camp is like, no, we want to assign blame in the correct place for LeBron for putting this team together.
By the way, in the HBO show Winning Time, Magic portrayed beautifully. Kareem, not so much.
So Kareem, not so much. Jerry West
looks like a raving lunatic. And Kareem, as selfish as selfish can be.
Really?
Yes.
So, can't wait to watch it.
Alex Rodriguez, he of K-Rod fame, the first one this famous. Sunday with our own Michael K. He was on The Pivot, which, among others, features Ryan Clark of ESPN's own. So it's a podcast, and A-Rod talked about the journey he's been on and how it was spawned by the season-long suspension.
and you sign a big contract, and then you sign another huge contract for hundreds of millions of dollars, you start losing your way. And it's what I describe to my daughters as Alex Rodriguez became A-Rod, and sure enough, I came back to being Alex Rodriguez.
Right.
Right. And that journey has been interesting and painful at times. But because of all of that, I feel like all of it is a blessing in disguise and has made my life so much fuller.
He's so full of it, man.
He's amazing.
He is Eddie Haskell, man.
He is so amazing. This guy was vilified. No one liked him. And now he is the darling. The darling of just of everything. It's amazing how he has fixed his image.
He's still A-Rod. Stop. Please.
Well, what's crazy, if I ask you about the faces of baseball.
He's still one of them.
It's remarkable.
It's got to be Ohtani's got to be the face now, right?
I would think so. But the fact that a retired, like if I ask you who's the face of the NBA, you're not naming any. I mean, Jordan, but A-Rod's not the Jordan
but
of baseball.
Jordan's still pretty big.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, he's the greatest player ever. I mean, A-Rod is not, and he would still come out of
your mouth. But A-Rod's transcended baseball, though, man. I mean, sure. He's on Shark Tank.
Dated J-Lo, right?
Dated J-Lo, yeah.
If he walks down Broadway, 100 people pass him, how many know who he is?
A lot.
90?
80.
But more than Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Probably.
Yes, definitely.
No, don't say definitely.
Definitely.
A-Rod's a big guy, too. He's noticeable.
Really?
He'll probably have an entourage of 7 people, too.
Really quickly, Phil Mickelson will not be playing in the Masters, which begins today.
I like Phil.
Fred Ridley, who's the...
another one. You want to talk about A-Rod's? Phil's the same thing.
Yeah.
Eddie Haskellish?
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised you know Leave It to Beaver.
He knows everything.
Yeah.
Fred Ridley, who's the Augusta National Golf Club chairman, explained that the invitation still was out there for Phil.
We did not disinvite Phil. Phil is a 3-time Masters champion and is invited in that category and many other categories. He's the defending PGA champion. Phil reached out to me, I think it was in late February, early March, and let me know that he did not intend to play.
Yeah, Phil is essentially being credited with trying to start a coup with the Saudi league that started up against the PGA.
With Greg Norman, yeah.
Yeah, and it was kind of assumed he was uninvitable or even blacklisted by some of the PGA Tour events until he kind of got it straightened out. But
so why is he not playing then?
Because I don't think he wants the Masters to be where he has to answer these questions.
Gotcha.
This
is not an injury issue. This is a personal choice.
Yeah, this is. Okay. He probably has too much respect for for Augusta and doesn't want to be the story, you know?
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to see Phil there?
Everyone would want to, but that's his decision. He doesn't want to come and then be asked those. I mean, he becomes, maybe not now because Tiger's back, but he becomes.
He's the story, right? What, yeah. If Tiger is 100%, like everyone loves watching Tiger, whether they root for him or against him, what percentage of that does Mickelson get?
Well, I think it's different. I think Tiger's more polarizing than Phil.
Yes, most people like Phil, but I'm saying like for me, if there was no Tiger, I would be focused on Phil if he was in it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would be.
Yeah.
I mean, Phil's more like, Phil is like the Arnold Palmer, man. Phil, like everyone that thumbs up, everyone loves Phil.
I love
except for all the guys on.
I know what RJ's going to say. He's going to say he loves the Arnold Palmer drink.
I really do.
You are so obvious.
A man's naked behavior outside of his South Florida home, all caught on camera.
Caught on camera in Florida.
Did it happen in Florida?
That was a man in swim trunks who appeared to fall out of the sky.
A man was arrested for riding his bicycle on the front lawn of a Naples home and telling a woman inside he was an FBI agent.
What's the deal, man? Why are you naked?
All right, this comes actually from a couple of people. John Rella on Instagram, our own Raymond Dinahan sent this to me. So there's a tennis tournament. Maybe it's someone Dave knows. A tennis tournament going on. The youth of America, 2 15-year-olds. And so what happens when one of them loses? You go up to the net, right, Dave? And
shake hands, of course.
Well, except here when the person that lost slapped the other person.
Oh, no.
He slapped them across the face?
Right at the net.
Oh, that is wonderful.
And it didn't stop there, because you know that a lot of these high-profile tennis players, they have teams with them, trainers perhaps, someone in the stands, all-out brawl.
A brawl broke out?
All-out brawl.
After a slap?
People had to be held back. So I ask you, did this happen in Florida?
No.
This was probably in Westchester, right by Dave's house.
No.
It would have been in Dave's backyard.
No, I've matured to the point where I would never consider doing something like that. No. I'll say not Westchester, not Florida. No. I feel very confident in that.
Ooh. He's very, very confident.
Very confident.
All right, I'll go with Dave. I'll go with Dave. I'll say not Florida.
And Raymond?
People getting slapped. I'll say not Florida. Probably an internationalist.
That's a great job. It was actually in Ghana.
Ghana? Ooh.
Yeah, international here.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.